So again, to classify Surah Ali Imran, we will classify it, as you see, into introduction. It includes verses from 1 to 32. And then the final or the end or the khatima of the surah. And it is from verse 189 to the end, sure. And in between comes two axes or two points or two important items, including the full surah. One of them is how to face troubles from outside. If you are getting temptations or troubles or misconceptions or from outside, how to be stable in your religion towards, as it happens with the group of Negran people when they came to Prophet Muhammad asking questions. So this is the first axis or the first portion of the surah. And the second, and it takes until from 33 to 190. And then from 120. Now again, from the beginning to the end of the muqaddima or the introduction until 32. And from 33 to 120, the first axis or the first portion, which is causes of stability against outside interference or outside problems. And then the second one from 120 to 188, it is around Ghazwat or Battle of Uhud, stability to be gained from inside problems. And after that, the Khatima. And we have discussed in the first beginning what are the causes of stability generally mentioned in Surah Ali Imran. As you see, it takes from us more than one lesson, I think, where it is divided into the first axis and the second axis. And we will be introducing also in between our new coming lessons. After that, this one, we have said, let this one, the verses similar in each other in the surah. I want to teach you how to know that. For example, the word, the verse, La ilaha illa huwa. If you open your mushaf, you will find that. Alif Lam Mim Allahu La ilaha illa huwa. So the red color, as you see, is marked. We have a red mark on the La ilaha illa huwa. So these are pamphlets to gather related words in the surah together. So here, La ilaha illa huwa, we will find it in verse 2 and in verse 6 and in verse 18, like that. And the same verses including similar words or full two, three words together. Here at Torah, it is mentioned in these verses, like that. So let this be in the end, in order you to be oriented by if we finish the surah, inshallah. Now let us with this one, which is, I think, the main item I will discuss to complete with you the previous one. I want you to feel how, alhamdulillah, we are caring concerning the Arabic way nowadays for caring for Quran. MashaAllah, it is highly attractive to let those interested in Quran to deal with that. So that's why I want you to be involved in our classes with this way. May Allah help me to let you get that taste. what is that taste to read the Quran hoping to understand the highly important benefits inside each word and each verse. That's why I said to myself, I have to let you feel that taste, inshallah. See now, as you see, it begins in the very beginning, saying Surah Ali Imran. I'll discuss to you what is inside that in Arabic, because it really contains important things. I don't know if you are going to find it in an English translation or not. Here he is speaking about Surah Ali Imran, following Surah Al-Baqarah. And he is telling that in Surah Al-Baqarah, many orders comes telling generally what mankind should follow in order to gain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love and support. Surah Al-Baqarah gives notes about what to do, what to follow, what should you do in many issues related to our life schedule. So Surah Ali Imran came to tell us how to be stable following this issue, this skeleton, this orders, this item of orders. So Surah Ali Imran started by telling us causes of stability, thinking how to think, how to be stable concerning the troubles comes from outside. So by that it facilitates preparing the inside house or country or group or companions together, any collection, how to feed to from the very beginning to fulfill inside stability, to be able to resist outside stability. So he's telling that Surah Ali Imran is divided into two portions, from 1 to 120, how to fulfill stability from your mind stability, to be able to withstand external troubles, from 100 to 120. And from 121 till the end of the surah, how to fulfill stability inside. So the outside protection comes from preparation of the mind, how to face outside troubles. And from 121 to the end of the surah, how to prepare yourself from inside to be stable, to withstand inside troubles, to be able to again withstand outside troubles. And the end of the surah and the beginning of the surah is telling us one important guideline to us. What is that? Inna al-haqqa ma'ana. We are having the truth. The truth is with us. Truth is with us. We are on the path of the truth. So hold firmly that truth. That truth. You got it? You got it again. Again. And now, as we have said before, that the first and the end of the surah telling us that the truth is with us. How we can know that? We can know that from verse 3. And from verse 200. And verse 200. See with me. Verse 3, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, نزل عليك الكتاب بالحق مصدقا لما بين يديه وأنزل التوراة والإنجيل. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is confirming that he has revealed for Prophet Muhammad, may Allah exalt his mention, his Quran, and his Quran is confirming and assuring what is told before by other prophets. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in verse 3 in Surah Ali Imran, نزل عليك الكتاب بالحق مصدقا لما بين يديه وأنزل التوراة والإنجيل, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down to you in truth is the point, in truth he sent for you, in truth the book, and that book which is Holy Quran is confirming what went before it, what happened before it, and he sent down the law of Moses, at-Tawrah, and the gospel of Jesus, telling the same issue. So what are you carrying in between your hand, which is the Holy Quran, is actually the truth. This is in verse 3. And again, in verse 200, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اصبروا وصابروا ورابطوا واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون. He's saying in the last verse of the surah, يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O believers, آمنوا, believe with your hearts, اصبروا, preserve in patience, and صابروا ورابطوا, constancy, do that in patience and constancy, in such preservance, واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون, strengthen each other, support each other, fear Allah that you may prosper. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in the beginning of the surah, not only to just recite the surah without understanding the behind the words meaning, he's saying اصبروا وصابروا ورابطوا, and in the beginning he's sending you with the truth, so in between is searching for stability and how to be stable during your life, whether from external affection or from internal. Again comes second point, which is why it's called Surah Ali Imran. So in the beginning we are saying that this surah is continuation with for what Surah Al-Baqarah came with. The orders in Surah Al-Baqarah, it is fulfilled in Surah Ali Imran. Surah Ali Imran is all dealing with how to reach stability inside and outside yourself as a Muslim. The surah started confirming that we are having the truth, al-haq. So we have to hold that truth. And you have to know also, what is the meaning of we have the truth? What is meant by we are having the truth? We are having the truth, we are Muslims. Actually, if you really know what is the meaning of Allah gift to us to be Muslims, and what is this really mean hereafter, and how we are greatly differentiated into happy and loser in the hereafter, you will realize that you are holding the truth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala confirmed that in all his verses in through his Quran, Holy Quran. So you are having the truth. What is this mean? What is the meaning of that? The meaning of that is you should hold this is the truth firmly. You have to talk with the truth. You have to call for the truth. You have to withstand against the truth. Anybody saying any words about the truth, you withstand. Anyone say misconception about the truth, you go and face that problems. By any meaning, but this is your duty. Because you are on the truth, you can move mountains. You can move mountains. But how to move mountains? And why to move mountains? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا. If this Quran is revealed to a great mountain, he will not bear. He will fall down into pieces. And that's what happened when Musa alayhi salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let me see you. He said, okay, if this mountain bear to see me, you will be. Immediately, the mountain become pieces, become some dust, not a great mountain. So this Quran contains verses that can move mountains. So actually you are having the haqq. And what is the meaning of to have the haqq? That you can move mountains by that haqq. It is a fact. It is a fact. And all should struggle for that. Why it is called Surah Ali Imran? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala went to honor the wife of Imran and her coming daughter Maryam alayhi salam, and after her Jesus, the son of Mary. And the wife of Imran, mom of Mary, together with the whole family of Ali Imran, is giving a good example for stability and for being pious and for being totally submitted to their Lord. And the wife of Imran was a striking example for that stability by saying, Rabbi inni nadartu laka ma fi batni muharraran fataqabbal minni. When she got pregnant, or when she feel herself pregnant, she begged her Lord to keep what is inside her womb totally for him. Totally for him. And at that time, the Masjid Al-Aqsa was taken from the believers, and she begged her Lord to let that inside her womb for the sake of serving the Masjid. And when she delivered her daughter, a girl, she begged him to accept her, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept her. And also, actually, if we look from the nowadays looking point of view, from nowadays thinking, we will be so glad to feel that how Islam and the meaning of Islam is to be submitted to your Lord. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bestowing and supporting his believers by accepting their supplication, and also by making their offsprings pious good ones. And that also gives an idea how the wife of Imran, and not him, when begging Allah, Allah bestowed her with Mary, and from Mary comes Jesus, alayhi salam. So it gives an idea how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is answering if the females are pious and responding. Now, as you see, the surah, I don't know if the file reached you or not, but yes, I can now, inshallah, share the screen in order to share me. Yes, how now you are going to see with me that the surah is divided into two groups. The first group is supporting the causes of stability from outside winds coming to attack, and the second is from inside, and the first including the group of Najran, and the second including the Battle of Uhud. So from the two, as you see, the aim, target of the surah is to be stable all the time, and supported by that, with the fact that you are on the haqq. So comes a question which is highly important. Concerning this stability, comes three issues in that surah. The first one is how this surah proved stability for believers. And the second point, if we are going to be supported by stability, are we going to meet troubles? عقبات الثبات. And after that comes another question, what are the causes for that stability? So the first issue is how, and if we got it, what are the problems we are going to meet, and what are these causes for being stable? Again, as you see, that the main aim or the main target of the surah is searching how to be stable, or facing troubles in order to be stable, taking one important point that you are on the haqq, you are holding the truth. So the verses from 1 to 120 gives us an idea by the story of Wafd Najran, how there is interpretation between religions and those responsible for concerning peace or something, or people of scriptures responsible for that. They are dealing with through debates, arguments, as we are nowadays facing. So if you are facing that issue, how are you going to face such questions, and how to be able to debate people of scripture? And debating people of scripture appears to be highly civilized by the answer of Prophet Muhammad, may Allah exalt his mention, to tell them frankly how we are holding the truth. And Wafd Najran, the people of Najran, came to Prophet Muhammad, and they stayed with him 3 days, and he discussed with them in details the truth. So we have to know from the way Prophet Muhammad, may Allah exalt his mention, discuss the issue, we should know by that the way of debating them, and how to debate in a respectable manner with those who are totally different from you in the thoughts, on the belief, the way of talking, the way of argument, how they will be different. Some are debating with desire to know the truth. Others are debating in order just to attack. There is great difference between the two. So by seeing the way Prophet Muhammad, how civilized in that debate, we will be taught, inshallah. And we want to mention that there will be coming verses, but I will not make you feel dissociated, that as you see, that there are verses by numbers from the second portion telling you the verses to be able to be stable from inside and also from outside. And what are the verses talking about calling people to be obedient and to be submitted to their Lord? Verses are too much, actually, and it speaks to all kinds of different kinds of people. And if we know that, it will be greatly supportive in debating or discussing with some of the people of Scripture. There are important points I want to say before going into details. Is that the green color, if you are seeing me, is how to be stable as believers. And that pink color is the temptations, or the tempting, the temptations through difficulties facing, how to withstand these ways of temptations. And the pink, the blue one, are causes of stability. You have nothing to do for your stability, really, other than to escape to your Lord. To escape to your Lord all the time. And to be totally submitted to him as a slave, begging him not to leave you. You will never fail. And there is one verse we have taken, and we will be back to that verse, which is the verses from 18, 19, and 20. شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو وأولو العلم قائما بالقسط لا إله إلا هو العزيز الحكيم. And then he is declaring frankly, openly, very, very, very clear, إن الدين عند الله الإسلام. Let us revise together these verses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو وأولو العلم قائما بالقسط لا إله إلا هو العزيز الحكيم. In 18, he is saying that there is no God but him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is giving his testimony together with the angels and the people of science or knowledge, that none has the right to be worshipped except him alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the exalted in power and the wise. And he is saying that inna dina indallahi al-islam. It is enough for you. It is enough for you to feel that Allah is telling you frankly, inna dina indallahi al-islam, the only accepted deen, the only accepted from the slave as a religion is Islam. Finished. Inna ad-deena 'inda Allahi al-Islam, the religion before Allah is Islam. And Islam means not to follow Prophet Muhammad only, but to be submitted to Allah through the final revelation, which is Prophet Muhammad. There is no other way. Because if you are trying to debate others, they are saying all of us are submitted to Allah. Yes, this is half of the shahada. Ashhadu anna la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the second half of the testimony is to declare your obedience to the way Prophet Muhammad is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, revealed to him the message or the prophethood, which is the final prophethood. So submission to his will, that none but him has the right to be worshipped. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَمَا اخْتَلَفَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَهُمْ الْعِلْمِ بَغْيًا بَيْنَهُمْ الْعِلْمُ بَغْيًا بَيْنَهُمْ. The people of scripture actually was knowing the truth, and they didn't leave the truth except after reaching knowledge about the haqq or the truth, and that through envy of each others, and that envy happened to them after gaining knowledge, or after knowledge had come to them. وَمَنْ يَكْفُرُ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ. But if any deny the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is swift in calling to account. None can escape. None can escape. And again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, فَإِنْ حَاجُّوكَ فَقُلْ أَسْلَمْتُ وَجْهِيَ لِلَّهِ وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنْ وَقُلْ لِلَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ وَالْأُمِّيِّينَ أَأَسْلَمْتُمْ فَإِنْ أَسْلَمُوا فَقَدْ اهْتَدَوْا وَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْكَ الْبَلَاغُ وَاللَّهُ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. Allah is saying, if they dispute with you, say, I have totally submitted myself, my whole self to my Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and so have those who follow me. And say to the people of scripture or to the people of the book and to those who are unlearned, do you submit yourselves to him? They are going to give two answers. If they succeeded, فَإِنْ آمَنُوا فَإِنْ أَسْلَمُوا فَقَدْ اهْتَدَوْا. If they declare submission, they will be rightly guided. But if they turn back, your duty at that moment is to convey the message. This is the role of all du'at. The da'i has nothing to do other than convey the message. يُبَلِّغْ الرِّسَالَة. To convey the message, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has his look and his sight with all, and he is well oriented with all his slaves. Again, that surah, if we study one by one, we will really, if we reach it, and that's why I am all the time repeating from the very beginning, to know and to teach yourself how to be stable. How to be stable, especially concerning debate. How to be stable. And you will never be stable except with more knowledge, more proper knowledge. The more proper knowledge you have, the more stability you will be, the more capability to withstand any debate, inshallah. Let us now go to the previous talk, where we started the surah from the very beginning with each others. Let me see. No. again to revise together that Surah Ali Imran is started by Alif Lam Mim, and then Allah is saying Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum. I asked you to put intention and to focus concerning repetition of the word. And I told you an example that if you see here, نَزَّلَ أَنْزَلَ أَنْزَلَ وَأَنْزَلَ وَأَنْزَلَ أَنْزَلَ. See, the same word of the same meaning have been repeated. So this makes it easier for you concerning the knowing by heart the wajh or the page. And we have said before that in the last page, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُخْلِفُ الْمِيعَادِ, it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never promise and be back in his promise. This is very important. And we have said, it is إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُخْلِفُ الْمِيعَادِ. It comes in the end of the surah. Also in the same way, إِنَّكَ لَا تُخْلِفُ الْمِيعَادِ. You got it? إِنَّكَ لَا تُخْلِفُ الْمِيعَادِ. So it means you never be back in your promise. Again, we have said that إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَنْ تُغْنِي عَنْهُمْ أَمْوَالُهُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا وَأُولَئِكَ هُمْ وَقُودُ النَّارِ. Let us analyze this with Ibn Kathir. All that I have finished it, but I am repeating in order all gain the issue from the very beginning. So also this verse is highly, highly important to debate any of the disbelievers. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَنْ تُغْنِي عَنْهُمْ أَمْوَالُهُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ وَقُودُ النَّارِ. It is a frank verse telling that let those people not submitted to Allah by declaring their Islam do whatever they want. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that whatever they have, whatever they gain, what kind they are living, none is being accepted. Finished. It is a terrible verse which led many to enter Islam through if they were really searching for the truth. If they were searching for the truth, this verse is a great effective alarm to them. قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَتُغْلَبُونَ وَتُحْشَرُونَ إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ وَبِئْسَ الْمِهَادِ. Tell them they will be conquered. And again, he is saying, see how the verses are very effective. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَنْ تُغْنِي عَنْهُمْ أَمْوَالُهُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْءٍ. The disbelievers, tell them whatever they can reach, any kind of promotion or any grade of gaining, yet neither their wealths or their kids' families' money, anything, it will never ever be a cause to protect themselves from Allah punishment, which is the hellfire, and they would be the fuel. And he gave an example for that. Ali Fir'auna walladina min qablihim. Why? They deny the verses, so Allah took them aggressively with their sins. Why? Wallahu shadidul iqab. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, قُلِّ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَتُغْلَبُونَ وَتُحْشَرُونَ إلى جهنم وبئس المهاد. This is their fate. This is their fate. Tell the disbeliever, you will be conquered and you will be all collected and have no other than hellfire, and it is the worst for you to settle at. And then he said, you have an example. قَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ آيَةٌ فِي فِئَتَيْنِ إِلْتَقَتَ فِئَةٌ تُقَاتِلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وأخرى كافرة يرونهم مثليهم رأي العين والله يؤيد بنصره من يشاء إن في ذلك لعبرة لأولي الأبصار. Allah is saying that after telling the disbelievers that you will be really conquered and you will be all gathered in the on the day of resurrection, and you have another you have no other than hellfire to be placed on to be your final rest, وَالْعَذُ بِاللَّهِ. And then he is saying, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ آيَةٌ فِي فِئَتَيْنِ الْتَقَتَى. You actually were having a very good example. That example is two groups met together, and these two armies or two camps, they met. And he is here giving a hint about the Battle of Badr. One of the groups were fighting for raising the flag of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which who are the Muslims, and the others were the disbelievers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that in Surah Battle of Badr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give a great example where on facing each other, they were facing each other, thinking they in their own eyes that they are twice in number, and the idolaters of Quraysh, they thought that the Muslim were also twice and as many as that, and Allah is making them be in a state of illusion as a factor for victory of the Muslims against them. Allah gives many verses to tell that fact. Where in Surah 8, verse 44, Allah is saying, وَإِذْ يُرِيكُمُهُمْ إِذْ الْتَقَيْتُمْ فِي أَعْيُنِكُمْ قَلِيلًا وَيُقَلِّلُكُمْ فِي أَعْيُنِهُمْ. This is Surah Al-Tawbah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling that when you met together, he let you see them few in number in your eyes, and he made you appear as few in their eyes for something Allah is planning for, which is the success of the Muslims. Allah said, لِيَقْضِيَ اللَّهُ أَمْرًا كَانَ مَفْعُولًا in Surah Al-Tawbah. So Allah might accomplish a matter already ordained. Which means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will let the truth conquer the falsehood, and will let the disbeliever be back and be conquered. And Allah is saying, وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ فِي بَدْرٍ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّةٌ. Allah has already made you victorious on Badr, where you were weak and little in number. And Allah is confirming that by the fact that وَاللَّهُ يُؤَيِّدُ بِنَصْرِهِ مَا يَشَاءُ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَعِبْرَةً لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ لِأُولِي الْأَبْصَارِ. Actually, this issue is a striking example for the fact that Allah is giving support to His followers. And after that, we have mentioned that زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ وَالْقَنَاطِيرِ الْمُقَنْطَرَةِ مِنَ الذَّهْبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ وَالْخَيْلِ الْمُسَوَّمَةِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ وَالْحَرْثِ ذَلِكَ مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حُسْنُ الْمَآبِ. Where Allah is here saying what are the causes of attraction and the causes of desire to love things in that world, And he is telling that these are mata', which is something little and for little duration, for certain duration, and it will not be completed. And after that, he is going to discuss that in details.